Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
The Pianist and His Fiddle.
Just stop it. Close that piano.
Well, I want me tea. I'm starving. Can I have a cream cake butty to keep me going?
Look, you heard what Mother said, so be quiet.
I am being quiet. It's me tum that's making all the noise.
Is the tea ready yet, Pat? I'm so hungry I could eat anything.
Here you are, Grandad. Have a table mat.
That'll do, Jimmy. We're still waiting for Alfie and the vicar yet.
Oh, has Alfie not arrived yet, Susan?
No, Grandad, and he promised faithfully he'd get here before the vicar.
That reminds me, Pat, what's this new vicar's name again?
Gunn, G-U-N-N, the Reverend Gunn.
That's right, he's a canon.
Oh, right, Jimmy. Pat, nobody told me the other vicar was leaving us.
Oh, he's not left us for good, Father. But he's had to go away for about 6 months.
Oh, why's that?
Because that's what the judge gave him.
Shut up, Hugh. He's gone to live near his father, Grandad, till he gets over an illness.
Oh, I heard he'd been pinched for brewing elderberry wine in the font. Hey, that's a good un. Shall I tell it to the Reverend Popgun? That'll be Alfie. I'll go and sell him a ticket to come in.
I've told you. Just you behave yourself.
Don't I always, Mum? Oh, where have you been, you twit? They're going mad.
I beg your pardon.
They're waiting for Percy Peashooter, the vicar, as well. And, oh, no. Oh, the vicar.
This is the Clitheroes, is it not?
Yes, it isn't. No, it is. Oh, heck, I sound as daft as Alfie. Come in.
Ah, thank you, my boy.
I'm sorry I called you a twit. I thought you were Alfie Hall, my sister's boyfriend.
Well, I'm the new vicar. My name is Gunn.
Right, come in the front room, Mr. Gunn. Pull up a pulpit and sit down.
Just stop that. Oh, come in, Vicar. You're very welcome.
Thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I'll take your hat and coat, Vicar.
Thank you. It's Mr. Sinclair, isn't it?
Yes, and this is my daughter, Susan.
Hello, Vicar. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, dear girl. And there's no need to ask who the boy is. I was warned about Master James by the curate.
Oh, you don't want to believe everything he tells you.
Be quiet now. Come and sit by the fire, Vicar.
Thank you. Oh, before I forget, I've left my car outside your house with no lights on. You see, it's rather an old one and my battery is flat.
Oh, it'll be all right, Vicar. We get very little traffic at night and the police don't seem to mind.
I'll get it, Pat, the Alfie.
Ah, James mentioned someone called Alfie. Your boyfriend, is he not, Miss Clitheroe?
Yes, that's right, Vicar.
I shall look forward to meeting him. Is he one of my flock?
Yes, Vicar. Among all your sheep, you'll find one funny goat.
A goat flu, Alfie. I'll put the kettle on, Pat.
Oh, hello, everybody. Yeah, honestly, wouldn't you think some folk would have more sense?
Hello, Alfie. Now, this is the new vicar, Mr. Gunn.
Yeah, hello, Vicar. Yeah, aren't some folks by me? Some twits left a battered old car outside with no lights on. I didn't see it around. Smack into it and I can't ride it again until I get my mug guard fixed at the garage. What's the vicar's?
That battered old car, bird brain.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was your gun, Mr. Twit. Your rifle, Mr. Carr. Give me Mr. Parson. Give me a gun.
There's your first job, Vicar. You've got to convert Alfie into a human being.
You behave yourself. Now, come up to the table, everybody. You sit here, Vicar. The tea's almost ready now.
Finally, there is my scheme for helping my old school friend, Lord Larkwater. I'm hoping that one or two of my new ideas will prove suitable enough to take back with me when I return to my missionary work.
Well, I know one you can try. Eskimo bingo.
Eskimo bingo, James? What is that?
Well, it's the same as ordinary bingo, but instead of house, you shout, igloo!
That'll do, Jimmy. Vicar, this friend of yours, Lord Larkwater, he lives not far from here, doesn't he?
Yes. Do you know Larkwater Hall?
No, the only hall we know is Alfie Hall.
it's a typical example of a run-down, stately home. Rambling, very much run to seed, falling down everywhere.
Yeah, that's Alfie Holt.
Please, may I leave the table, Mrs. Clitheroe, so I can come and thump your son?
Ignore him, Alfie. Lugwater Hall's a fabulous place, Vicar, even if it is a bit run-down. Alfie and I went to see it last summer. You remember, Alfie?
You what, Susan?
You remember last summer?
Yeah, it was just before last autumn. Ain't that were a joke.
Oh, verily, we have a right one here, Vicar.
Vicar, what's this scheme you've got for helping his lordship? I gather it's something to do with the church.
Yes, I propose to hold a day's outing there for children from the parish. I shall have a junior choir, a recitation group, and most important of all, a junior church orchestra.
Oh. Hey, how about you joining the orchestra, Jimmy?
Me? Oh, you must be joking. I mean, I've got something else on that day.
He hasn't said what day it is yet.
Oh, hasn't he? Oh, well, I mean, I'm very busy every day with the gang and that, so I couldn't possibly help you, Vicar. I'm very, very sorry.
As a reward for their efforts, the children will enjoy a tour of the house and gardens, tea, cakes and ice cream in the baronial hall, and the use of the many sideshows, roundabouts, etc., etc., all free of charge.
Oh, yes, well, as I said, Vicar, put me down for the church band.
Well, if Susan's gone out with your mum and your granddad, I might as well shove off. Jimmy. I said I'll go, Jimmy.
Hey? Oh, sorry, Alfie, but I've got a problem. I've got to get in the Vicar's church band.
Ah, to get all that free grub.
The trouble is, you only want one pianist in a band.
Yeah, the Vicar was telling me about his orchestra when he ran me to the garage last night. He had a name for it. Now, what was it? It began with a P, but it wasn't Philharmonic.
Of course not. That begins with an F. How long have I before the Vicar's audition?
Well, he said it'll be a week on Sunday after Sunday school. You've got exactly 9 days.
9 days? I'll never do it. You know what I need? Some quick piano lessons from my old music teacher, Dizzy Fingers Dobson.
You know what? You've got to be joking. He's still under the doctor from the last time he taught you.
That was ages ago. He'll have got over it by now. Yeah, I'll go and see him. I'll have what they call a refreshment course.
He won't take you on again. He told me what happened at the last lesson the day he slung you out, when he threatened to get his stick out and said he'd clout you with it if he had any more trouble.
If I have any more trouble, James, I shall have to get out my little black ruler.
Oh, not your little black ruler.
Oh, my word, yes. And you know what for, don't you, James?
Oh, my word, yes. You'll beat the time with it on me knuckles and use it like a baton all over me sit-upon.
Now, enough of this nonsense. Please, now play the piece again. The Bluebells of Scotland. And correctly this time. Oh, stop, stop, boy, stop.
What did you stop me for? Don't tell me. I played a wrong note, didn't I?
You played a wrong note?
Yeah. Didn't you spot it?
I certainly did. Oh, my word, yes. Yes. Oh, there is one note that you play wrongly every time. Every time.
Well, one note's not bad out of all this lot. Which one is it? They all sound alike on your piano.
It's B flat.
I thought it was. Have you had it tuned lately?
That will do, boy. Now, look. Look, look, look. Yes, look. Now, you keep playing B natural. This one. C. That one. Listen to it. Listen. Da, 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 da. C. Now. But you should be playing B flat. This one.
Oh, a blacken. Oh, well, I'm not very good on the blackens.
Believe me, James, you are no Arthur Rubinstein on the white ones. All that nonsense about practicing very hard every night.
Oh, I did some practice one night.
Yes, for how long?
I don't know, but it was while a telly program was on.
Which one?
I think it was The Weatherman.
That does it, James. You have had your last lesson. Oh, my word, yes. Go home, James, go home. And don't come here again. I cannot teach you any more.
You mean I'm perfect?
Get out. And never let me see you again.
So just be sensible, Jimmy. He's not going to take you on again after all that trouble.
But I only want one or two lessons. It helped me that much, surely.
You're wasting your time. He told me, he said, if it hadn't been for going to school with your mum and being a good friend of hers, he'd never... What are you dragging me through the door for?
To run me round there, Alfie. You're a genius.
Look, I'm not wasting my time, am I?
Yes, you've got the answer. Dizzy Fingers has always had a soft spot for me, mum, and that's what we'll work on. Honestly, the way you always think of a good answer amazes me. The way you use your head.
Oh, it's nothing.
I know, but just think what you could be if it had brains in it. Right, here's Mr. Dobson's house. You help me to get him in a good mood.
All right, but how?
Oh, anything. Polish his brass plate for him. Just help me to get in there for a lesson. Remember, he's not doing this for me, Alfie. It's for me mum. Just help me to butter him up and I'll soon have him eating out of me hand.
Ah, is that you, Cynthia?
No, it's me, Mr. Dobson.
Oh, no, you. Oh, it's a ghost. Come to haunt me from my past.
A ghost? Oh, no, this is Alfie Hall.
I know who it is. And what fool's errand has the boy dragged you out on this time, Mr. Hall?
Well, I've come to butter you up. You eat it. Out of your hand. His mum's, I mean.
What? What?
He brought me round here because he knew it would please me mum. You remember me mum, don't you, Mr. Dobson? She's me mother.
Yes, I know your mum. Mother. Look, boy, look. What are you doing here?
Well, if my nice, kind mum were here, who you like so much, she'd ask you to do something for me.
Oh? Do something? What?
Take me to your heart again.
Look, James, would you kindly explain why you're here and be quick about it, please? I'm expecting Cynthia, young lady, any moment now.
Oh, well, when she comes, we won't look, will we, Alfie?
No, we won't. What do you mean we won't look?
Well, you don't like being watched when you're snogging, do you?
The young lady is coming for some lessons, boy.
Oh, I didn't know you gave snogging lessons as well. Did you, Alfie?
No, I didn't. See, shut up. Take no notice, Mr. Dobson. It's just his sense of humour.
Yeah, I got it from my nice, dear, kind mum, who I'd like to please, like you would, Mr. Dobson.
Oh, I see. No, I don't. I'd like to please your mother.
Would you really, Mr. Dobson? Oh, well, that's very kind of you. Do I get a lesson right away?
Oh, no, you would have to come back. You mean you want me to give you a piano lesson?
Yeah, because he's only got 9 days.
9 days?
Before the audition for the Vicar's Band. Give a hold me leg!
Sorry, Alfie, did your kneecap get in the way of me foot? Well, Mr. Dobson, all you've got to do
is... Get you in the Vicar's Band so you can go to Larkwater Hall.
That's right. How do you know? I mean, what are you talking about?
The reason for your visit here. I have met the new temporary vicar, and he told me in detail about his plans. You forget, I am the deputy organist.
Oh, heck. I forgot about that. I mean...
All that sob stuff about your mother crying all over the place. You must think I'm stupid. Yes, you must. But it is not I. Oh, no. It is yours, stupid. Oh, my word, yes. When I finished with you all those months ago, it was for good. For good. So kindly clear off and never darken my doorstep again.
You won't give me any piano lessons, then?
Most definitely not. Oh, my word, no.
Right. I hope you get dry rot in your piano keys and moths in your hammers.
Get out!
Well, clever fellow, what are you going to do now? Disguise yourself as a girl called Cynthia and go for a snogging lesson.
It's not funny, rotten dizzy fingers Dobson. It wouldn't be like that if it was the other way around.
You what? You mean you teaching him the piano? You want to buy a bigger cap, you've got a touch of the sun.
I wish I was a magician, like the one I saw in Aladdin. I'd make me a famous pianist and I'd make Dizzy Fingers come to me for some lessons. Oh, I wouldn't half make him suffer. I'd have him knelt down in front of me, pleading for me to take him on.
Please, Sir James, you've got to help me. Only you and the whole world are brilliant enough.
Oh, that's true. Oh, my word, yes. So you want to get in the Vicar's orchestra, do you?
Oh, yes, Sir James, yes. I've set my heart on it, you see. Oh, it's so good of you to help me like this. You're very, very kind.
Oh, I know, and I love myself for it. Now, tell me, what is the tune you have to play at the audition?
Oh, the Bluebells of Scotland.
Not the dreaded Bluebells of Scotland.
Yes, yes, in F natural.
Oh, the monster. That Vicar isn't human. I'm afraid this is going to take time. To teach you the Bluebells of Scotland will take me 5 whole minutes, and you won't like it.
But only 5 minutes? Why, that's miraculous. But why do you say I won't like it?
I charge 1,000 guineas a minute.
Please, I'll pay anything just to be taught by the famous Sir James Clitheroe.
Right, off you go then. Play the piece.
Yes.
Stop! Stop! That was terrible! Oh. You know what I shall have to do if you play like that, don't you? I shall have to get out my big black ruler.
Oh, no, 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 please. Not the big black ruler.
Yes.
No.
Here it is.
No, not the big black ruler.
Yes.
No. No.
Look at the notches on it.
Oh, yes.
Each one a pupil who I made famous. Oh. Semprini. Ricky Maninoff. Russ Conway. Mrs. Mills. I taught them all with this stick. They had the same trouble as you. They couldn't get the beat right.
Yes, yes, I know. That is my trouble, Sir James. That is the trouble, the beat. I cannot get the beat.
Don't worry, you'll get it in a minute. To get it firmly fixed in your mind, I shall beat the time with my big back ruler on your head.
Yes, yes, Sir James. Anything to learn the piece.
Right.
Yes.
Off you go again.
Yes.
After 2, 7, 8. Where were you? Play the piece while I beat the time.
Very well, Sir James. Yes. Oh! Oh! Oh!
Now, are you sure the tape recorder will work properly?
Yeah, for the 10th time, yes. The tape's in, the volume switched on, it's turned to recording, everything's ready.
Is the plug in the wall?
But of course the plug's... No. All right, I forgot. I forgot, I made a mistake, I'm only human.
Only just.
You what?
Nothing. I'll just have a practice while the tape recorder warms up.
Right, yeah. Yeah, hey, what are we going to record?
My piece for the audition, the Bluebells of Scotland.
Why record it?
Well, you see, it's got to be dead right. Now, listen, I'll play a bit for you. Now, you may not have noticed, Alfie, but I went a bit wrong there.
Get away. Yeah, mind you, I did think you made one mistake.
What was that?
Opening the piano lid.
Oh, very funny. Man, you should know you've got an ear for music. It's shaped like a saxophone.
All right, I was only pulling your leg. But honestly, it's a waste of time recording you playing.
Not if I do it a bit at a time.
How do you mean?
Well, you see, you switch on the recorder and I start playing. And as soon as I make a mistake, I stop. Then I go back over that bit and carry on till I go wrong again. Then I stop and repeat that bit and so on, you see.
Oh, I see. And then I join the tape together properly.
And when it's played back, it sounds as though I've got it all dead right at one go.
Yeah, but the vicar wants to hear you play, not a tape recording.
Ah, yes, but if I happened to have an accident and my hand was bandaged, the vicar would have to listen to the recording, wouldn't he?
Of all the cunning, crafty little... You've got a mind like a corkscrew.
Well, that's better than having a head like an empty bottle. Look, just start the tape recorder and leave the rest to me.
All right, but I'll bet you never get away with it. Anyway, if you do pass the audition, you've still got to play in the orchestra.
I'll have plenty of time to practice for that. Start it up. And when I hit a wrong note, I'll tell you to stop.
Righto, righto. It's running.
Right, here I go. Stop. Stop. I'll start at the beginning again. Right, start it off.
Yeah, it's going.
Oh, stop. Stop it. I'll tell you what, Alfie. I'll just play the first three notes to get me started. Right, record this.
Okay, running again.
Right, the first three notes. Stop. Start it off again.
Running.
The first two notes. Stop. The first note.
Stop. Jimmy, what are you like with a paper and comb?
All right, I'm just having an off day, that's all.
Look, why don't you give up?
Oh, not likely, I'm not beat. I'll just have to use a plan two. I didn't want to, but it can't be helped.
And what was plan two?
You'll find out. Just stick around with that tape recorder and pass me the Radio Times. When I finish with that vicar, he'll be taking the collection for me. All right, don't wear it out.
Oh, there you are, Jim. Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, but a screw came off the tape recorder and I had to go and have it fixed. Then the bloke at the garage couldn't get the petrol cap off. Not the recorder, my bike, but I knew it was running low because it was coughing, the bike, not the recorder. And then the other man found it wasn't missing. The screw was just loose, not my bike.
No, in your head.
Yes. No. The recorder.
The next time you go to the garage, get a 1,000-mile service on your tongue. Oh, come in and get the recorder fixed up in the front room.
Right, Jim. Has the vicar been waiting long to hear the recording?
He's not here yet. I put him off twice.
Whack. Because I haven't arrived.
No, because my mum and my granddad hadn't gone. I want to be on my own when he comes.
I'm here with you.
Oh, you don't count.
What do you mean?
I mean, you're just here to help, not to say anything.
Oh, I see, yes. Right, it's all fixed now, Jim.
Good. Let's check it's all right before he arrives.
Okay. I'll switch on the playback.
What have you forgotten this time, Twithead?
Oh, now, it's not my fault. The set's all switched on and it's plugged into the wall. See, the plug's pushed right in and I forgot to push the switch down. I'm sorry, Jim.
Oh, that's all right, Alfie. Could have happened to anybody if they're as daft as you. Oh, heck, it's the vicar. Just make sure that recorder's ready to play while I let him in.
Oh, yeah, it's all right now, Jim. The little green light's winking.
Well, give it a kiss and tell it to wait.
Ah, James, we meet at last.
Yes, Vicar. Come in.
Thank you.
I won't shake hands, Vicar. Me hand, you see, it's bandaged.
So I see. Is it very painful?
Well, some lads might complain, but I don't.
Ah, you have fortitude, James.
Oh, I thought it was just sprained.
Yes, where ignorance is bliss. Ah, Alfred, you're here. Have you come to take out your young lady?
No, I've come to take you out. I mean, to see you. I mean, to play it.
To play what?
Well, you see, Vicar, I couldn't do the audition for you tomorrow.
I know. You said after Sunday school you'd be helping the old age pensioners. As you tell me, you do every Sunday.
You know what?
Oh, you don't know about it, Alfie.
Yes, well, that's why I've come to your house now. But what's that got to do with Alfred playing?
Oh, well, I mean, you can't play with a bad hand, and by a lucky coincidence, Alfie has got it on his tape recorder.
Yes, well, I don't know.
Mind you, I haven't practiced this bit very long, Vicar, but it'll give you an idea.
Oh, very well, then. I'll just hang my coat in the hall here.
Yeah, that's right, Vicar. And then squat down here and get ready to be sent. It's got to be a piece of cake, Alfie.
Hey, what were all them lies you told him?
Lies? I wouldn't tell lies to the vicar.
Yeah, don't help old age pensioners every Sunday. Of
course I do. I take me granddad's empties back to the Rose and Crown.
Oh, you little twister. You've got an answer for everything.
Vicar, is that good enough to get me in your band?
That brings to an end this week's edition of A Man and His Music.
What was that?
Next week, our famous musician is Yehudi Menuhin.
Oh, Alfie, you clot! You left it running! Switch it off!
All right, what are you shouting, little wreck?
You impudent, deceitful boy. Have you no scruples?
I don't think so, but I'll get some if you like.
You don't get them, you fool. You either have them or you haven't got them. They're either here or there or they're not there. It's right. It's either right or wrong knowing it. I mean, if you do, you have, and if you haven't, you don't, will you? I mean, if it's wrong, if you have them.
Have you got them?
Yes.
Then I don't want them.
Alfred, will you leave this to me?
Yeah, let the vicar finish his sermon. Telling us both off, I mean.
What do you mean, both? Well,
you certainly have some responsibility for this childish attempt to deceive me. You played the tape recorder.
Yeah, and a right mess he made of it and all. If you'd stopped it in time, there wouldn't have been any trouble.
You little imp. You're incorrigible.
Is that good?
You're also infantile. And that's not good. Did you think for one moment I'd be taken in by your silly trick?
You mean you never believed me at all?
Oh, of course not. I just pretended to see how far you would go.
Oh, and I thought Vickers was supposed to be honest.
How dare you?
I say, shut up, Jimmy. Look, Vicar, he was naughty, but he was just very keen to get in your orchestra.
And we all know why. But look here, I don't understand why you allowed him to do all this anyway. You knew I didn't want a pianist for my orchestra, surely.
He what?
Well, you never told me that, Vicar.
All right. Come on. Which one of you is telling lies?
What?
Oh, sorry, Vicar, I didn't mean that.
No, honestly, Vicar, I don't remember you saying anything about having a pianist.
Of course not. I haven't got a pianist. We don't use a pianist. Only drums, triangles, cymbals and so on. I told you when you were in my car. It's a percussion band.
Oh, heck.
Percussion? Of course. Jimmy, that's a word I forgot. Remember I said the band had a name?
Yeah, so have you, twithead. All this trouble for nothing. Because switch on that tape recorder.
Why?
To record Alfie's famous last words while I bash him. Come here.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Derek Giler as Mr. Dobson, John Graham as the vicar, and Harry Haywood at the piano. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Be surprised to know that I went to the do at Larkwater Hall in the end. Not with the vicar, with our Susan. Yes, Susan. She went to help the vicar and she said I could go and help her. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't think Scragging Head would do me a good turn, and I was right. Have you ever had to dry 398 cups and saucers? It's ruined my hands. Ta-ra!